This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, and it's a very exciting reunion here for many of us that have been engaged in dedicated to this health freedom and healing liberty concept made real. And the souls that come together are quite extraordinary. And this year, our friend, our brother, David Steffen, was able to join us here in St. Paul, Minnesota. David, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
It's great to see you again. And I mentioned your interview that we did just like this, pre-recorded early, but in Toronto at the Total Health Conference. And it's one of my favorites because of what was coming from you in the face of such adversity, such challenge, such direct attacks, such a schism that had set up in not only in the Canadian people through their media and all of that, but those of us who have followed it from all over the world. And then just about 3 days later, we found out what seems to be really good news. We'll get into that as well. But I want to first acknowledge that here at the Congress, you gave a presentation this morning on the outcome, a little bit of your story and how it impacted the community at large, but also the message to all of us that are dedicated to this health, freedom, and healing liberty. And it comes back to what I call the law of love. Mm. And you really went there once again, my friend, and there wasn't, there were people crying, but just tears of just, my gosh, gratitude and joy for the message that you brought, building on some of the wisdom lectures yesterday. So maybe we could chat about your sense of your first impact here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress.
All right. I'm still coming down off of the presentation there. So
yes.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I was out in the ether there. It was a great experience. I'm first of all glad to be here. Based on all the troubles that I had at the border and being notified that I wouldn't be crossing the border for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And metaphorically speaking, it was like a parting of the Red Sea, though on a much more micro, size. But, it was a great opportunity to be here to present.
Right. So for those of you who don't know David's story, go back in the archives and you'll get to hear it. And of course, we've had links up and in the show notes links to this as well. What would be considered a tragic story for any parent to lose a child. But in the midst of that, the attacks from the government to say, you're at fault and you're going to be criminally liable. And now we'll set precedent because your child was not vaccinated, and we say the authorities in Canadian government say that it was a preventable disease by a vaccine, and now we set the precedent if this goes through and we succeed in attacking David and his family, again coming from the Canadian authorities, that any family who doesn't vaccinate, and if that child is can get ill or maybe even die or maybe cause an illness, as they claim, to another child, that you as the parent could be criminally held liable. And it's a backdoor way to sneak a vaccine mandate that's not technically a mandate, because I think the Canadian Constitution doesn't allow for that.
That's right. Yeah, it was just to compel parents through fear, mm-hmm. is what they were looking at doing, which is really how they're motivating parents on all levels. I mean, when you take a look at even just the marketing of vaccines, it's like, if you don't vaccinate, you're going to die, right? And that's the fear that people are under, and unfortunately they're giving way. So they were looking at doing that within Canada as well, as compelling parents through fear to vaccinate their children, otherwise they may be in jail like Dave and Colette Steffen were supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where they're looking at going on that.
Yeah. Now, yesterday in my talk in that wisdom series, I think I opened with the issue of fear, because people would ask me, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid? You're on the radio, you're talking these things, you're speaking truth to power, so to speak. And, you know, in my message, and it was instantaneous, because this happened in Toronto when I was on the panel with Jeffrey Smith and a few others, Del Bigtree. And I said, you know, the moment you are connected to source, you know who you are, you know why you're here, you're living your passion, your mission, all of that. There's no room for fear.
Mm-mm.
It just leaves you. And I acknowledge that there were times in my younger life where I had fear of the future. I didn't know necessarily to the degree that I do today. And, you know, you built on that message beautifully. But I want to talk about that concept of fear, because it's as frightening as any parent could find themselves in a situation like you did, and that you reached beyond it to that deeper connection to source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I believe the question needs to be asked is, what's our purpose? What are we here for? Who are we? And I think in the answering of those questions, at least I found with myself, is that the fear begins to dissipate. That I'm not just some puppet that can be manipulated one way or the other, but that regardless of my circumstances, regardless of what's going on, one, I'm not in control. You let go of the illusion of control.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're on a course, a journey, and, regardless of whether you live, you die, the fact of the matter is that we're eternal beings, and that, that we are created in the image of God, and that, that makes us significant. And so it tends to get rid of that fear just by the love that develops from that. It just pushes it out. It's like the fear is just dark and the light switch is just turned on the love, and it just eradicates it, just pushes it out.
But David, isn't it interesting that you probably discovered this? People that you might have thought, I don't know, I don't want to say it were with you or against you, but you know, the kind of people you think really get it, and then they probably come to you and say, David, maybe you should just, you know, back down this time. This is too big, right? Just let them have their way. Just say, you know how that goes, and we're given that option at any time. Mm-hmm. It's tempting to say, my gosh, wouldn't that be easy? Wouldn't that be much easier? Just, you know, okay, you can have your way. Let's move on. But then there's something inside you says, no, that is not right. You know, what is it that, you know, because that puts you square in the face of what we would call the beast, in a sense, that is so frightening, with gnarly teeth and, you know, all of those things that they're afraid of, and they're putting on you to say, you know, just don't go that way, David. And yet, again, I ask you your internal process of discovery in this case, because at any point we are granted that freedom to choose that path of fear.
Mm-hmm. You know, it brings me back to a conversation that I had with a good friend. When we were discussing principles of liberty and whatnot, we'd meet on a monthly basis. And at one point we were discussing some things, and I went into some details, about, a direction I was moving. And he said, wait a minute, you do that. That's like being, you know, the first water buffalo running across the river, you know, that's filled with crocodiles. Why would you do that? And it took me back, and I actually had to think about it for a moment, but then, you know, the thought just came, if not me, then who? And this isn't about a matter of self-sacrifice or, you know, dying a martyr or anything like that, but, you know, if I feel compelled to do something, and, or I find myself in a situation, and there's an easy way out, it's not just about me. The decision I make today doesn't just have a lasting impact on me. It has a lasting impact on my wife, my children, and if it's a broader situation, it's going to have an impact on society. And in my current situation, I could have taken an easier way out a long time ago. And if I had done so, yeah, I would be, you know, kind of sitting back and relaxing a little more. But unfortunately, it would have set a precedent in Canada that would have put a lot of other parents in a precarious situation. And it's a hard thing to undo that precedent. So, you know, from that perspective, it's not just about me. And so I don't have the liberty to, well, I do have the liberty, but I don't take the liberty to, you know, compromise everyone else's well-being for the sake of my own, you know, illusion of security.
David, other than your awesome beard, I think I'm looking at myself in the mirror, right? Hearing you speak, and it's just inspiring to me, you know, that when you're faced with those circumstances, and it would be easier to just go, you know what, this is just too big, right? But there are things we're called to do. My friend Roseanne Lindsay, who's now president of the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, you know, I'll occasionally talk to her about this stuff, and she gets it. She says, Robert, you signed up for this. And again, this is getting back to mission and purpose. That idea of going across the crocodile-infested river first is kind of crazy at the same time, but you're just crazy enough to do it that often the crocodiles look at you and go, I don't know what to make of that. We don't want to eat that, right? You know, so there's some interesting things that also happen. There's I think divine protection as well. When you're operating in love, you're not coming from ego, or it's not about a power play or a power trip. But I think about that as well, not just for you or just for me, but for, you know, I have kids, you have kids, thinking about what kind of precedent are we setting for them? What kind of examples are we if we don't acknowledge who we are and why we're here and live against that purpose, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, what you were sharing again was so inspiring because, you acknowledged what I try to communicate in ways here on radio. And I say, I know we've got listeners and viewers all over the world. They have various different religious backgrounds, spiritual beliefs, memberships, not memberships and things. It's like, how do we communicate these eternal universal concepts and principles in a way that doesn't offend, but that, you know, welcomes to recognize that, you know, that uniqueness that you have is a gift that you've been given by, as you call it, the Most High, right? And I find that to be the most exciting challenge that I have in radio is like, because I don't want to divide people. I like to bring them together and recognize, you know, you are who you are for a reason, and what you're here to do, I want to help you discover that, if I can in any way. I'm under no delusions of grandeur here, but the thing is, I'm so excited when I see people recognize that.
Well, it's of the utmost importance. I think the message would lose its value if we omitted those salient points. Absolutely.
All right, so we got a special edition here of the Robert Chad Bell Show from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. David Steffen is here with me, and we're going to share a little bit more about the story, how it transpired since the last visit here. Also, shout out to his friends at True Hope. We'll talk about that and what they are doing up in Canada, and maybe how, if you can access them here in the United States as well. So, stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Again, more from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress after this break with my good friend and brother, David Steffen.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress with David Steffen. And David, you're, you know, that work life that people don't often hear about because the story is so overwhelming about your family and what happened and transpired. But you also have to, you know, work, right? And you got this dietary supplement company called True Hope. And, you know, listen, in the United States, these dietary supplement companies are, you know, up against the FDA a lot of times, trying to speak truthfully, not in a misleading way, based on science, and a lot of that is suppressed. There's a similar thing with Health Canada in regards to what supplements can and can't do. So there's a parallel track of, you know, if you're not dealing with it for yourself, people that you work with, a lot of people that work in this industry, you know, their livelihood depends on the ability of those companies to thrive, do good work, and communicate truthfully, and there's a lot of suppression on that as well. So has True Hope supported you because you've taken obviously a very powerful and I think an important stand, but some would say so controversial that some might say, well, we don't want to deal with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, there's been tremendous support there. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've seen a lot of evidence that's on the file regarding our court situation that it was incited due to the resentment that the government has against True Hope. Because if you take a look back 12 years back, at that time we were in the courts with Health Canada and we were just, getting the verdict, which was a victory on our behalf, against Health Canada when they tried to shut us down.
True Hope.
Yeah. And so, so that came into play within the court case. So part of the reason why they charged us, it appears, from all the evidence, all the disclosure we have, is due to the government having a bad taste in their mouth still from that court victory when they tried to shut us down and didn't succeed.
Mm-hmm. So True Hope's been on board with you. They support you as well to say, you know what, your mission as an individual, as a human in your family, is something that we support as a company.
Absolutely.
That says a lot, folks. If you don't know about True Hope, they have companies do that. A lot of times they'll run for cover because of the controversy.
Well, I need to let you know as well. I mean, it's a family-based company as well. So my father is at the head of it. So if it wasn't supporting, that'd be my father is not supporting. And it has been a little bit tough because it's also had, to a certain degree, a negative effect on True Hope, because the media has used that as an ideal opportunity to connect my situation with True Hope and to try to make it look like, for some reason, my involvement in True Hope caused the death of my son Ezekiel. And so they've tried to make that bridge in an attempt to do damage or to remove us as a viable entity within Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, they've even pursued us to the degree where I do public presentations in Canada. And they've gone to the areas where I'm doing those presentations, and they put out news articles that, you know, they're just threaded in such a way that it would incite hatred and created such a controversy that they've actually had a number of my presentations shut down.
Wow. Yeah. So, again, this is it. Folks, if you're not solidly grounded in, I would say, spiritual teachings, again, that's for you to decide what's right for you. I would never, you know, pretend to dictate for people that, because God gave me the freedom to choose, right? But the idea here is to recognize that you're connected to a deeper source, a higher source, as you described in your presentation, that we see how people are easily manipulated through fear, right? The fear is the thing that gets them. And that fear, ironically, is the evidence that they're not as connected as they could or should be to source, where that fear would dissipate, because you know you are in the right. And, it's very hard mentally sometimes to construct these sentences to describe something that is kind of beyond words. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you described it. Was it a biblical passage you were mentioning when you referenced that who you are and your connection?
Yeah, it's found within Psalms. And Jesus was actually almost stoned over it by the Pharisees.
This is a big one.
And he had to come back and say, you know, does it not say in the law, ye are gods? Right? So he had to stand up and defend it. But yeah, it comes from Psalms.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and say the whole thing before we go to break.
Ye are gods. Sorry, Molly.
That's all right. That's right.
And you are all children of the Most High.
That's it. And so, again, that's the connection, the source. Whatever you perceive that to be is not for me to judge, not for me to decide or direct you. But if you can feel that inspiration and that connection and then feel the fear dissipate once you recognize that. And it's not only your connection, but you recognize that everybody else has it, whether they realize it or not. And then it would alter the way you view them, how you move through the earth life that you have, and how you treat others in that regard, even as they treat you horribly. So
absolutely.
So let's take a break, and we're going to go back in to the story that we didn't get to about what happened after David's last appearance on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the court case that went all the way up to the Supreme Court in Canada. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Bill, really excited, heartwarming information and updates here with David Steffen at U.S. Health Freedom Congress in St. Paul, Minnesota. And links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. David, when we did the interview a few weeks or months ago now, it wasn't that long ago in Canada at Total Health, right? Feels like a lifetime now.
It was just over a month ago.
Yeah, with what's been going on.
It was probably just a month ago.
A month ago, all right.
Maybe on the day.
So 3 days later, we hear that the Supreme Court ruled that there needed to be a retrial. We got to throw this whole thing out, and you got to start over. Now, part of that's awesome. Part of it goes, oh, my gosh, you have to go through this again? And part of it now, as I learn more about it, says, I don't think they want to retry this thing. It would be very dangerous for those cover-up entities in government to have to retrial with all the things that they now acknowledge were covered up. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And, you know, so we were surprised, actually, when about a week after, a week and a half after the Supreme Court hearing, that they were going to proceed. We were notified that they were going to proceed with a retrial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit ironic because we had confirmed that I was going to be here, mm-hmm. and that was made publicly known on social media. And then it was a week after that that they came back and said, oh, here, and here's the date. It's going to be June 11th, which was yesterday.
Whoa.
That you need to be in court.
Right.
Right? So, you know, well, where am I going to be? Am I going to be in the U.S. or am I going to be in court? So, and they were going to summons me to court. And so my lawyers said, no, he doesn't need to be there. So then the other interesting thing was is that when I went to come here, suddenly my passport's flagged. And it had never been flagged before. I crossed the border on a regular basis down to the U.S. And yet for the first time, all of a sudden I'm flagged and I'm pulled off into a room and I'm told that I'm not going to be crossing the border until the court proceedings are done, which could be a year, two, three. I mean, we're already 5 years into it right now.
Right.
So, you know, I'm notified of that. And then, yeah, sure enough, it's like I got here, but I missed my first flight. And you know, fortunately, the border crossing was open to hearing about things like the falsified autopsy report and all that. And so okay. They made a judgment call on their own.
They did that there?
Yep. It was like a little mini trial. It was actually, at first, I was really not disappointed. I was kind of disheartened.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, no, here I am on trial. I'm having to try to defend myself to this individual. And then it just turned. It flipped, and it was a beautiful thing. It was a miracle, really.
Now, were you dealing at that point with Canadian customs to leave or American customs to go in?
American customs.
So U.S. customs, they got US. The flag. So yeah. They might not have been up on this, whatever information they got.
Yep.
Hey, to the credit of a U.S. Customs agent, whoever that was, that listened to you and said, you know what? I think we got to let this guy in.
Yep. Yeah, it was incredible. So, yeah, here I am. But anyway, so they decided to proceed with the retrial,
mm-hmm.
and, which was actually really quite surprising.
It is to me because if you think about what the Supreme Court said about this case in Canada, now they can't easily, maybe not at all, cover up the fact that there's a cover-up.
Yeah.
And this is not going to go well for them. And even swaying the public at this point is going to be a little bit more difficult, if not a lot more difficult, for the Canadian authorities.
It's already a highly divided public over it. Some believing what the media is spewing and others, you know, doing a little bit of research on their own. Anybody who does research on it, the evidence is so blatantly compelling as to the cover-up that took place and the agenda that they're moving forward with here. That it's served to wake up a lot of people. A lot of people who weren't awake before to the corruption of media and all that have become mm-hmm. awakened over the situation. So for them to proceed like this, all they're going to do is it serves to just split the, you know, divide the public even more with really strong opinions for or against us.
Right. And well, again, the next, did they actually start on the proceedings on the 11th, as they said?
They did, yeah. So okay. There was a court hearing yesterday, which was just mainly administrative to get things moving
mm-hmm.
And to begin to set dates.
Right, yeah. Right. Wow. So they're actually doing it. Well, again, this is only going to serve to bring more of this evidence out to the open to show you how, and this is not just a Canadian issue, folks. Pretty much almost all governments have this potential. That's in the United States, our founding fathers recognized the greatest threat to liberty was government. And that's why they sought to limit the damage it could do by limiting its reach. And, you know, not every country has that same history or origin, but I think the people of Canada, when they learn about this, it's obviously greatly disappointing for those that wanted to believe in the best in their government,
mm-hmm.
but the potential for men to do evil when their perception of consequences is that they have none, we've seen that turns people into horrible, horrible, I don't know, entities I would call them, even though we acknowledge on one level they are created of God too, mm-hmm. but they've been given the freedom to make these horrible choices.
That's right, living way under their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when you put it back in that perspective, talking about how, you know, we're all children of God, it actually gives you a sense of compassion when you take a look at these individuals that are attempting to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
You actually look at them in a sense of compassion, and that's when you can begin to actually forgive because you recognize that all they're doing is projecting what's inside out on.
Obviously, there are news stories about this that we'll link to. Or is there any particular website you want to make sure that we have linked for the updates and continue to follow and maybe support your efforts?
Well, I don't even know the exact name of the website offhand. There's an investigative team that have been going over all the evidence, and they've been putting it up. I think if you were to Google Gordon Rock, I think it's a Weebly site or something like that.
Okay.
You pull it up. I don't know it offhand. I haven't been even looking at it.
Everybody can find it. They're adept at this point.
Yeah, you know, it's on social media. You know, I think generally prayers for Ezekiel, the page on social media generally has all of the updates.
Prayers for Ezekiel. Yeah, remember that. We've used that before. So y'all go there and find out what you can do to communicate this message and support the efforts, you know, for what is right. Now, in the Supreme Court ruling, of course, it had to be pretty powerful, the compelling evidence that they said this is just not right what happened, right?
Oh, it was incredible, and how quickly they came out with the decision. It was just so clear cut, and it was a unanimous decision, a panel of seven judges, and you know, they based on all the information that they already had, it was so clear cut of a violation of law that when we got there, the decision was basically already made. It was just a matter of, you know, they let our lawyers speak and they let the Crown speak and they grilled the Crown. The Crown was basically saying, you know, it was a high enough or it was a good enough trial. At one point, their message was, you're not really entitled to a high quality trial in Canada. Whoa. Well, you know, it's cost, you know, the better part of $750,000 in legal fees. I would hope that I'm entitled to a high quality trial.
Right.
But anyways, so that was their statement at one point, is that you're not really entitled to that. And, you know, it's a good enough charge to the jury, even though it was confusing the way that the judge laid out all of the facts to the jury. And based on the error in law, it was identified that the jury was left with little to no choice but to find us guilty based on the error in law.
So that the direction by the judge at that point was found the most, let's say, contemptible, you know, in all of this?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we take a look back at it, there was a major changeover in the court case when it was shown that had that ambulance had the proper equipment, that my son would most likely still be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
And that from a more professional opinion, his death was caused due to medical misadventure.
Misadventure. And, of course, the negligence was not yours. It was the ambulance group, which is a government agency because it's not a privatized system at all up there.
Exactly. Yeah. And based on the fact that they were well aware that they were ill-equipped would constitute criminal negligence. They were warned about it. They didn't act. And unfortunately,
and this is prior to the event that resulted in your son's death.
That's right. And
they
then
were warned about
and
it.
Then within 1 week, they finally honored those requests that had been being made for over a year by the paramedics to put the right equipment into that ambulance so that they didn't have another death on their hands.
This was after Ezekiel passed. So
that's right.
It took the death of a child for them to finally do what they were already told and being made aware of. And that was. Was that suppressed at trial, the original trial? Did people hear that?
Well, no, it actually came out. The media wouldn't report on it,
right.
not adequately, and then it just disappeared out of the media. It's not even part of the message anymore. And, you know, what it would have done on their end is, you know, it would have created this cover-up that would have taken place. Otherwise, they could have been held liable for criminal negligence. So what they attempted to do is every doctor that got on the stand said, no, it didn't matter that the ambulance didn't have that equipment. Didn't matter. He was already, you know, he's already dead, which is interesting because here we go 2 hours out and now they're having to paralyze him so that he doesn't pull out his intubation tube.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That doesn't sound like death to me.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So he still wasn't dead even after the 8 minutes oxygen deprivation within the ambulance. And so where were we going with that?
Well, I mean, it was the reveal of the cover-up. Again, this is part of that. The narrative would have completely shifted. In the media would have been harder-pressed to cover it up, to say, my gosh, they didn't have the equipment. The child was still alive.
Yep.
You claimed in court that this child, you know.
Right. So based on that, there's no way that the jury would have found us guilty with that information that came up that was being suppressed. And the fact that it was also identified that that autopsy report was not at all accurate and, in my words, falsified.
Oh, yeah.
And so with the jury seeing that, there's no way they would have found us guilty. And so from what we saw is the judge had to do everything that he could to try to stretch it out to get a conviction. And I don't know what his motivations were. I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. But that error in law was actually identified before he even made it. And it was debated by our lawyer and him for quite a lengthy time. And yet the judge still pushed forward with that, creating that error in law so that the jury would be confused and have no choice but to find us guilty.
Well, and this is why I'm all the more astonished as to why they would decide to retry this case, because of what's going to come out next time, unless there's some strange stuff that they're going to try and pull out. You know, what are they not willing to do based on this last trial,
yep.
right? And
yep.
how are you prepared, right, with your team? And again, prayers, connection to source of all sources, you know, all of that, and be guided. But I think the Canadian authorities that are retrying this are making a big mistake. But go ahead if that's how the truth needs to be revealed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I welcome it.
Yeah. So that's what we got here, the update with David Steffen at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. My brother, I'm so amazed and so just moved by what you've been through, and that you're still that loving. It's just emanating from you, and I appreciate what you shared with all of us here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to be back to wrap up the show after this from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. Thanks again to David Steffen. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to David Steffen and, of course, our teenage extraordinaire now, Cassidy Albright. She's a radio star. She did great. And I love the youth viewpoint and those that are not naive. And thanks to the moms and dads out there that are raising their kids to be engaged, not in a naive way. Right? Not to be the effect of the mainstream media, but to help them see through it with critical thinking skills intact. Super Don, there is hope for the future.
We're not doomed. Not all teenagers are eating Tide Pods.
There I go. There I go screwing up talk radio again. There's no doom and gloom on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's wrong? Nobody's going to want to tune in and listen. I know. I'm not yelling and screaming at people and... Well, occasionally I get animated, but for now I'm pretty chill, man. I've been working hard here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, having a great time, and we've got some upcoming events as well we're going to be adding into the calendar today in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Whitaker's Farm Market is in Belleville, Ohio, and July the 20th, which is a Friday, we're scheduled to do an afternoon or evening lecture at Whitaker's Farm Market. I've done that a few years ago, so we're coming back. And those of you in the Ohio area, if you know where Belleville is, I don't remember, but it's there. And we're going to be there for that. And then following that is the MAHO, which is the Midwest region for the natural health food stores. And it's industry only. It's not open to the public, but I will be lecturing there as well. And that'll be on the Saturday, the 21st. And then I'll be broadcasting live the 22nd with my friends at the NPA MAHO show from CB Sciences. So we've got a CBD-infused live broadcast on the 22nd. So in addition to – do you have the show notes open? I don't know if you do. I'll look as well. But the upcoming event here in June at the Health Basket, I'm doing another CBD lecture coming up real soon. I know, I'm scrolling down.
June 22nd. 2 p.m. at the Health Basket.
That should be a Saturday, so make sure that's the Saturday, and that's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I've got a CBD lecture there as well. Now, other upcoming events, they're listed in the show notes, and we'll be adding more to it, including, we mentioned the Cancer Prevention Convention, August 19th, and that's in Detroit metro area, and then the Trinity Conference, which is the Health Freedom Expo, new edition, and that's September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. So I think we got a couple of minutes left. And anything you want to update us on? Otherwise, we'll do a quick hit on a question of the day.
Yeah, I mean, we've got another question. We have actually, you know, people always call, write in with questions when you're on the road, right? So, yeah, we get a few. We'll have some more for tomorrow. But, yeah, it looks like we've got a question from John here that we could probably talk about.
All right. John says, Ty Bollinger mentioned you have a healing formula of colloidal silver and aloe vera to heal leaky gut. Can you please send me the link to this? Thank you, John. Well, John, let me, before Super Don says what I know he's going to say, go get the book Unlock the Power to Heal by Ty Bollinger and me, RSB. And there's the protocol right in the book. But barring that, because you're a friend of Ty's, you mentioned Ty, what are we going to do? We're going to give you a free, the chapter, free, the PDF version of it. And Super Don, did you include that in the show notes for John in response?
You know, I'll just send that to him directly.
Okay.
But, you know, we do this. So, you know, if you're a name dropper.
Yeah.
we'll do that for you. So it's not a problem. So I'll send it to them via email.
Drop them names and then get free.
But for the people who didn't drop Ty's name, real quick, it's what is it that he's referring to? It's called the Silver Aloe Protocol, right?
Yeah, Silver Aloe Protocol. It involves a hydrosol, silver hydrosol, preferably the Sovereign Silver or the Argent 23. Either one is fine. You mix it with 100% organic, preferably raw aloe that's, you know, processed accordingly. You know, you don't want the stuff that causes you to get diarrhea. But our friends at Aloe One, Stockton Aloe One, have that, and they can ship it to you fresh, frozen. Aloe One, Aloe One, A-L-O-E, number1.com. And that is very easy to get to, and they're wonderful. They'll ship it to you fresh, frozen. You can thaw it out as needed, and it doesn't need to be preserved that way. That way you just have the good stuff, none of the bad stuff there. And again, you take a teaspoon for a little guy or a little girl, but for adults we typically talk about 1 to 2 tablespoons. That's a half an ounce to an ounce of the silver mixed with the same amount or more of the aloe vera juice 3 times a day on an empty stomach, and then you'll do probiotic replenishment every night. Could be as little as 2 weeks for minor issues. More severe things would require 4, 6, or 8 weeks of engagement. And then when you're done with it, you will do more pre and probiotics during the day as well, because you will have provided the new home, the wonderful new home for the healthy microbiome to reestablish itself. And with that, we are done, Super Don. How about that for a show?
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow with more interviews with guests, right?
Yes, we got that, and Ty Bollinger as well. So thanks for being here. Remember, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.